Nolte, co-owner of Queer Indigenous Artists Collective Outed as White Girl. By John Nolte on January 4, 2023. Some lunatic named Kayla Clear claimed to be a non-binary, whatever that means, American Indian. After a report surfaced that appeared to prove she's white, she's apologizing. LeClaire was accused in an online forum of actually being white after claiming since 2017. She was, of Métis, Oneida, Anishinaabe, Haudenosaunee, Cuban and Jewish heritage. Madison 365 reported on Tuesday. LeClaire, also a founding member of the collective and emerging leader in the Madison Indigenous arts community, earned artist stipends, a paid residency at the University of Wisconsin, speaking gigs, and art exhibitions with the help of their Native American claim. LeClaire herself earned artist stipends and a paid residency at the University of Wisconsin with the help of her Native American claim. She has since been removed from this collective artist group. LeClaire is one of those narcissistic loons who demands we use the pronouns they and them, even though they and them are not singular pronouns. She sure prospered as a non-binary, whatever that means, Indian and did so for years. Since at least 2017, Kayla Clear has claimed Métis, Oneida, Anishinaabe, Haudenosaunee, Cuban and Jewish heritage. Additionally, they identify as Two-Spirit, a term many Indigenous people use to describe a non-binary gender identity. In addition to becoming a member and co-owner of GIJ, LeClaire earned several artist stipends, a paid residency at the University of Wisconsin, a place on the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women Task Force and many speaking gigs and art exhibitions, not to mention a platform and trust of a community, all based on an ethnic identity that appears to have been fully fabricated. According to the person who outed her, LeClaire is German, Swedish, and French-Canadian, which makes her whiter than Wonder Bread. Why would someone pretend to be a non-binary, whatever that means, Indian if, as these same people claim, being a sexual and or racial minority in America is such a terrible thing? Does it sound like LeClaire was the victim of oppression while she ran around proclaiming she was a non-binary, whatever that means, Indian? Or does it sound like she enriched herself with a pretty sweet grift? We keep hearing about how racial and sexual minorities are also oppressed in America while, at the same time, we learn of these ongoing imposters, Rachel Dolezal, Elizabeth Warren, George Santos, profiting by pretending to be part of these very same also oppressed groups. The truth, and we all know it, is that being part of an oppressed group gives you an earned social status and moral authority within America's increasingly grotesque and shallow culture. There's no downside to being black or gay or an illegal immigrant in America. There is only upside. If I were out looking for a job today, I'd be more sure of finding it if, instead of a straight white guy, I was a one-legged, lesbian Eskimo with a hair lip. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.